Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, George Myatt. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Binks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schock moves to third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schock scores. Dickshot moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a fly ball into center field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to first and picks off Lewis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kurt Wright moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Kurt Wright scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up towards first. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Myatt scores. Lewis moves to third. QL moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks is walked intentionally. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Lewis scores. QL moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case bunts towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Case steals second. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kurtwright hits a line drive towards third. Travis catches it and throws to first to double up Dickshott. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Lewis moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Binks hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nagel strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-3 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dickshott strikes out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurt Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt bunts towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Travis hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Myatt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel strikes out. 2 outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.